This is Crucial Tech, a podcast about the technology that affects us all, but few of us understand, presented in a format that can give you some basic understanding in the time it takes to drive for the grocery store. I'm Luke Hevey, an independent journalist who's been writing about various technologies ranging from renewable energy to digital security for more than 40 years. I probably know more about it than you do, and if I don't, I will introduce you to those who do. Our guest this week is Jarno Limnell, who is something of a cybersecurity renaissance man in Finland. He is a retired from the Finnish military, where he still works as a consultant to the Finnish military on cybersecurity. And he is an academic teaching cybersecurity university courses at several universities in Scandinavia. And he is the CEO of Tossybox, which makes a very strong firewall product. He doesn't like to use the term firewall, but that's what everybody calls it. And the reason we're talking to him today is because he is Finnish. He is from the Scandinavian area. And I've been reading several articles over the past year about how Scandinavia is the most secure area in the world when it comes to cybersecurity. And Jarno, that's really my first question. What is it that makes Scandinavia so secure?
That's a very good question. And it was a little bit over a year ago, my university and I, we did a large research to the Prime Minister's office here in Finland concerning about, because our cybersecurity strategy states that the vision is that we want to be a global forerunner in cybersecurity in Finland. And our research was actually about it, that are we achieving that goal, and what has to be improved in order to get that object, in order to achieve that objective. I think one very important point here when we are talking about cybersecurity, we have to have the comprehensive approach to this question. And this is a team sport. As for example, in the United States, many, many of the high officials in the military has several times said, originally, cybersecurity is a team sport. So you have to involve the whole society in the question of the cybersecurity. And that is something what I would say that, for example, Finland and Sweden, we are very good at. We have the long tradition to this so-called whole of society or whole of government approach, meaning that the security officials, first of all, are very closely cooperating, meaning the police, customs, military, and so on. Then also the public sector and the private sector, private companies, they are cooperating very strongly to each other, because the and I think that is a necessity as well, since in many countries, in the United States, in Finland, and many other Western countries, more or less almost the whole critical infrastructure nowadays is owned by private sector companies. So it's very important to involve them as well. Then very important issue in cybersecurity is also how you involve every citizen to these issues, how you are able to write give a good awareness on these issues, teach the basic skills. And I would say that this is something what we are pretty good at in Scandinavia, especially because of our high level of education. But then, of course, not only how you are cooperating inside your national borders, that is a starting point, but at the same time, how you are cooperating very closely with your like-minded nations, international cooperation. I think that is something what Finland and Sweden, for example, we are doing very actively. So making this national as well as international team sport.
Okay. So that brings up an interesting question here, because you know, here in the United States, there's always that tension between the private sector and the government sector. Where they're saying, The government will ask for cooperation from the private sector, and they say, no, we're going to protect the privacy of our users. But are you saying that you don't necessarily fall into that problem in Scandinavia?
I think you have to understand here a little bit our history. We are a pretty small country, evaluated as the best country or the safest country in the world, or the least fragile country in the world. So we have good reputation. But at the same time, we are a pretty small country. And the question of the cooperation is actually the question of our survival. And this brings back to the Second World War, on the end of Second World War. For example, when we in Finland, we created this comprehensive security model, whole of society model. And we were not thinking about at that time so much about the cyber issues, but we have very strong tradition cooperating widely inside our society. And that is, I would say, a little bit the tradition of the survival in our country. So it's like a general atmosphere what we are having in Finland, and a good tradition for that. So I would say that we don't have that kind of challenges like in the United States between the government and the big technology companies. In Finland, we have to cooperate, the public sector, the private sector, and that's a very long tradition for that.
That's fascinating. So essentially, and even as I take a look at the data about the most secure and least secure countries, I mean, China, which is, you know, arguably got the worst reputation for interfering in the cyber affairs of other countries, is actually number one as having the most hacked systems in the world, with the United States being number two. And what you're saying here is that when you've had your back against the wall, as Finland did during World War II, it kind of changes your attitude toward cooperative security. And when you've got a large population that has actually never felt that threat, that
maybe in that way, yeah. And I would say that it's really the tradition of the survival when we are talking about the security in Finland, the physical security, cyber security. We take security as a traditionally very, very seriously in Finland. And I would say, even as a Finn, I would say that the Finnish people are pretty strongly security oriented people in the whole world, comparing to many, many other countries. And that is based on very deep cooperation inside our society.
Okay. So let me ask you, because this is something that just kind of popped into my head this morning as I was preparing for this.
Yeah.
And you know, number one, I thought, well, number one, they're a small country. So the security issues are you're not only a small country, but you are a homogenous country. I mean, the culture is fairly well set. In the United States, we've got the melting pot as our culture. So we have multiple cultures that we're trying to integrate here. But at the same time, our common language is also very common in the world. You know, the English is considered to be the language of business. So yep. Many countries speak English. Not many people speak Finnish or Swedish or Norwegian. And the phonics and even the very letters themselves are different from English. So it's possibly more difficult to guess somebody's password if it's in a Finnish phrase than it would be in the United States, where people choose the same kind of passwords all over again.
That is actually true, and that is what we have noticed already when we are, for example, investigating the certain fraud campaigns and the other issues in the internet. Yes, I would say that pretty rare Finnish language in a way also protects us.
Wow, okay. So we've got you've got a culture of security, you've got a difficult language to hack, and you've got a small population, and that's what lands up to be a more secure country.
Yes, I think those are very important points, but of course there are many other issues. For example, we are pretty strongly technology-oriented country as well. So that is something that I would say that comparing to the amount of the Finns, we have pretty strong engineer ground in our country. So we have good people to create these issues as well. And if you once again are comparing to the amount of the cybersecurity companies what we have in Finland, I would say that we have very strong position in this field. We have very good big companies coming from Finland concerning about the cybersecurity. So this like enterprise ground is also very strong in Finland. And I think that is something also what benefits us.
All right. Thank you very much. That's very interesting, but it's also very depressing because it sounds like it's not something the United States could easily adopt. Oh, well. Okay, let's go on to the next subject. Let's talk about Tossiebox. Interesting technology. When I showed it to a few other people around here in the U.S., they said, oh, it's a firewall. Is that pretty much what it is?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. And it's very good to hear also that when you have been discussing with people in the United States that they know Tossiebox because, yes, we come from Finland, but we are acting very strongly globally.
Okay, let me correct you. They'd never heard of you until I mentioned it.
Okay.
And so I sat down with them and says, okay, this is their product. And we went through what you offer, and that's where it's a firewall. Okay.
Now you ruined the atmosphere. Well, in a way, but I wouldn't put it in that way because as a CEO and when I'm as a professor as well, I see that when we are talking about the future of the societies and the businesses and the human lives, we are talking about more and more connectiveness. And that is something what we are providing in a very simplified and very secure way. And I think we have to keep in mind also that we are not talking about a certain technological solution like a firewall, but we are also talking about how easy it is to use because we have seen so many examples in the whole world that the complexity is often the worst enemy of the security.
Exactly.
And one of our core values is that we are simplifying these issues. And on the other hand, I would also, and without any marketing speeches, I would say that when I'm thinking about and following the discussions and the demands from the customers as well globally at the moment, the customers are thinking about more and more about the trust issue, to whom you can trust in this digital era. And I think that is one reason why, for example, we are globally talking about pretty actively at the moment the Huawei solutions and their activities. I have noticed many times, not only talking about the Tossiebox, but when I'm travel globally, it's very good to say that I come from Finland. We can be trusted. We don't have any backdoors. We don't have any strings attached to our solutions. So not only the technology, not only the easy to use and that kind of issues. I would also emphasize the trust issue here when we are talking about different cybersecurity and the digital connections, especially from the customers and the society's point of view.
So are you saying that in your technology you don't have a backdoor?
Not at all, no. No, that okay. is not something that we are having, no.
So does that make it difficult for you to do business in the U.S.? Because I know we're going back to the government cooperation thing. You know, if technology doesn't have a back door, the NSA really doesn't like that to be spread widely through the United States.
Luckily, there are many other customers than not only NSA, but that is one value what we think is very, very important for us and our reputation. So, no.
Okay. What are your sales like in the United States?
I don't have the latest numbers from the last year, but at the moment it's roughly $1 million per year.
Okay. So since this is not a firewall, or is not exactly a firewall, can you tell me what it actually is? Because as I said, when I show your marketing materials to other people who didn't know anything about you before, their first response is, this is a firewall. So how is it different?
This is actually a solution for the IoT, or I would rather say nowadays IoE, Internet of Everything, for that connectivity, to make that in a secure and in a simple way. In a two-way data transmitting. What do you mean?
I'm just trying to figure out where does this sit in the pro. In like, I'm sitting here. I've got my Comcast box. I've got a wireless router, and where would that sit in my system?
I would say that by connecting your device with Tosibox key and Tosibox lock, you are able to create a safe VPN connection to your different devices.
Okay. And how does it stop people from hacking into my system?
Well, for example, we have two-phase authentication for our products. And what I have got the feedback from the customers as well, that you have to have the physical key as well as your password in order to use this digital connection. So we have created this security very seriously also in the physical sense.
Okay, so if I'm reading you right, that means you somebody sends something into my system, and I have to authenticate that connection through my system, and that when I send it out, I once again have to authenticate that it's coming from me.
Yes, and we are not concentrating so much at the moment to the consumers in a way. The main segments where Tosibox is using is the building automation, security, ICT, industrial internet, where you have plenty of internet-connected devices, and then you are making that private highway through internet with our products.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm finding is that if you can afford security, you can have security. But most people can't.
Well, that's one way to put it. And the other one, what I keep repeating when we talk about the Tosibox, that what we are actually doing, we are simplifying IoT. And I think that's very important here, that not only making things more and more complicated, but like I said, it's very important from the security point of view also, both to have your physical devices for that and the second, and also to make it enough simple to use.
Well, okay. Again, thank you for your time, and looking forward to hearing more about Tosibox and what's going on in Finland.
You will be hearing about it.
All right. Thank you. That was Jarno Limnell of Tosibox and lots of other things, talking about cybersecurity in Scandinavia and whether or not we can actually accomplish that in other cultures. This has been Crucial Tech, a Foot Washer Media production.